This is HPR episode 2490 entitled, What's in My Podcatcher 2, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 16 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a current report, with descriptions, of the podcasts I enjoy.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. And what I'm going to do is part two of looking at what is in my podcatcher and talking about the different podcasts I listen to and why I find them interesting. And I may or may not get through the remaining part this time. And if that's the case, then there'll be a part three, which I'm actually thinking is not terribly unlikely. So with that, let's get going here. The next one I have in my alphabetical romp through G-Potter, which is what I use for a podcatcher, is something called Hacker Public Radio. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that. Of course, we're on Hacker Public Radio. So I'm guessing I don't really have to do a whole lot of description about what the podcast is or why I like it, because if you're listening to this, you also listen to Hacker Public Radio. So with that, let's go to Healthcare Triage. Now, this is something that comes out, you know, every few weeks, roughly. And it starts with you may be familiar with Hank and John Green, who are a couple of brothers who do video series of various kinds on YouTube, like Crash Course SciShow and things like that. So they do a lot of interesting things. And at some point, they set up a podcast called Healthcare Triage. And originally, this was originally just a YouTube video series, and it still is. There is a YouTube video series with a doctor, Dr. Aaron Carroll, who basically takes a look at different issues in medicine with a focus on what does the data show. And that's something that is very important to me, and I suspect I'm going to be doing a few shows for Hacker Public Radio to dig into that a little bit. It's on the list of things I want to get to at some point. But then they decided to do a spinoff and do an audio podcast, which, you know, is every few weeks is what it appears it's going to be. And the idea is that originally it was a live show where they would take questions from people. But then they decided to make it more of a sort of a straight podcast thing. So now it involves, bringing on a guest and doing an interview. So the first episode of the new thing was talking about sex with Dr. Lindsay Doe from Sexplanations. Then episode two is about nutrition. Episode three, palliative care. The title, We're All Going to Die. And then episode four was about what is a nurse practitioner. So interesting stuff to me, at least. And if that's the sort of thing you'd like to know more about, then that's something you might want to tune into. And again, as I said before on the first episode, I'm going to put links to all of these in the show notes. So if you are interested, you can jump in here and sign up. Now, the next one is called The History of Rome, which I'm having a lot of fun with. There's a fellow named Mike Duncan, who is, a freak about the history of Rome. So he did this thing, and it's like 179 individual shows that track the history of Rome from the very beginning up to the collapse of the Western Empire. And he does mention that some people had asked him to, carry on and do the Eastern Roman Empire or Byzantine Empire, and he decided, no, it's not really, I don't want to do that. Instead, he went on to do one called Revolutions, and we'll talk about that when we get there. But this is a lot of fun if you're a history freak, and I am. My first degree was in history before I got into economics, and it's something that I continue to be interested in. Then there is a podcast called I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere, which the subtitle is The Podcast for Sherlock Holmes Devotees. And that's something I've had an interest in for many years. So this is a show where typically they interview someone from the Sherlockian community and has some discussion. Then they spun off one called Trifles, because this one is, they do this like twice a month, the I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere, and it's like an hour long. And they did a spinoff one, we'll get to Trifles, it's like 15 minutes, and comes out weekly. So this is, if you're into Sherlock Holmes, you might find this interesting. I would say it's aimed as much as anything at the community of Sherlockians and the Baker Street Irregulars and things like that. Then there's one from the BBC called The Infinite Monkey Cage, which is tons of fun. There are two hosts, Robin Ince, who is a comedian, and Brian Cox, who is an astrophysicist. And between them, they do this show, and typically they'll do a season of like, 8 or 9 shows, and then shut down for a while, some number of months, and then come back with another season. and what they do on this is they will bring on typically 3 guests, and they'll represent a variety of backgrounds. So the last one, for instance, they had on someone who was a professional magician, someone who was a scientist, and so they somehow tie all of that into a discussion of the topic, which in this case was about, how magic and how that affects the way we think about things. So it was called The Science of Magic. This is a fun show and, well worth listening to. Then, Inquiring Minds. And this is all about science and public policy in various ways. So it's sort of a general science thing, but it will talk about some of the public policy aspects of this. So, for instance, how do you get politicians to talk about science? How do you deal with climate change skeptics and things like that? And there are 2 hosts, Kishore Nahari and Indre Viscontis. And you might remember I mentioned Indre when we talked about Cadence, because she does that podcast about music and the brain. So this is the original one where I first ran across her. And so this comes out weekly and is enjoyable. Then there's one called Into the Impossible, and this is a podcast put together by the Arthur C. Clarke I don't know what they call it exactly, Arthur Clarke Institute or something, that's at University of California at San Diego. And generally it's a discussion of something that involves science or science fiction, because Arthur Clarke wrote about both. You know, they'll talk about a variety of things. So, they did a science fiction one called Fantastica that had George R.R. Martin and Kim Stanley Robinson talking about science fiction. They did one on CubeSats and how, you know, that is changing the way we do things in space. So it's quite an eclectic sort of thing. Then there's the Kate Bush Fan Podcast, a pretty irregular. They did basically about 8 shows between June and September, and then I haven't heard from them. So maybe it's going to disappear. You know, I will sometimes leave something in my podcatcher for a year or two before I decide, all right, they've gone away. If you're not a fan of Kate Bush, you would not have any interest in this. But if you are a fan of Kate Bush, you might find it interesting. But, you know, the focus here is about what Kate Bush fans are doing, and some discussion about some of them have maybe have met Kate Bush or, had some sort of interaction somewhere and how that worked out. Then, Linux for the Rest of Us, that's Door to Door Geek and Cody Cooper. And this is one that is highly irregular. They might do several shows in a row and then you won't hear from them for a while. So, you know, this past year, for instance, they did 2 shows in April and then nothing until August. And they did 3 shows. And then they just did one in December. I don't know when the next one is going to come. Every time I think they've disappeared for good, they somehow come back and convince me that, we're still here. And, I know these guys, I've been on their show. It's always enjoyable. Dora and I have been to, Ohio Linux Fest together. And so it's a fun podcast. Next one, Linux Voice. Linux Voice, you may recall, was started by some people who left Linux Format Magazine and decided, first they left the magazine, they set up the podcast, and then they decided, well, let's start our own magazine, which was Linux Voice. It was a bit of a stretch. They were trying to do some interesting things. They talked about how, a share of the profits were going to go to open source and things like that. But, it's really hard to get a magazine going. So, at a certain point, they kind of pulled the plug on the magazine and said, okay. And what they did is they hooked up with Linux Magazine, which, if I understand this properly, has like a German and American versions. And so they kind of moved in with the English language version. And, they're still writing, but now for a different magazine. But they've kept up this podcast. And again, this is somewhat irregular, depending on what's going on in people's lives. They used to be, every couple of weeks, and then it sort of got to, well, maybe it'll be 3 weeks, and then maybe it'll be a couple of months. So the last one I see here is from November. We'll see what happens. Next, the MuggleCast. The MuggleCast is about Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts and all of the J.K. Rowling fantasy world, which I enjoy. So, you know, this is probably the best podcast in that area. And, you know, they are pretty regular. They're now coming out weekly, although every once in a while there's a little bit of a gap. So, for instance, here in the United States, we had the Thanksgiving holiday, and they skipped that week. But, you know, holidays are holidays after all. This is pretty regular, and so if you're a big fan of Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts and all of that, this is one you might want to look at. Next, Nature Podcast. This is a podcast put out by Nature Magazine, which is a very highly respected magazine about science. And so, not surprisingly, this podcast is all about science. Typically, each weekly podcast, and they're pretty good about getting it out each week, is going to be about maybe two or three stories about science, and generally pulled from what is in the magazine itself. So, for instance, December 21st, Earth Science, Artificial Intelligence, Science Fiction in the Modern Era. The previous week, Batteries Inspired by Electric Eels, Protein Shells Inspired by Viruses, Modeling Magma Viscosity. So, you know, if you're a science geek, then you are probably going to enjoy this. And as you may have noticed, I have a number of science-related podcasts in my feed. It's something that I find very interesting. So, I think with that, we've probably done enough for another full episode. I'm going to stop it here. And this is Ahuka signing off and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.